Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob. I'm going to share with you today some of the things that I've put together over the years. We call them booklets, titles. I've got quite a few of them that I want to tell you about and show you how you can get all of them all at one time for just pennies. Okay, we're talking a $10 gift. Will give you all the books I've ever written. Yeah, I'm being serious about that. Some of them are small, some of them are large, but if you tried to buy them individually, any one of them could cost you the $10. And I want to get these books out there. I want people to have them available for reference or for whatever in days to come. If you have a CD player, then you are a person who needs to listen carefully to this. This is a CD, actually two CDs that I will send to you for a gift of $10. I'll show you how to do all of that in a minute. And all I need to have from you is your address, and that address will never be used again. It will be pitched. I've been with you over 20 years. I hope you can trust me in this. I am not looking for a mailing list. I too want to get these books out. I'll pay your postage. I'll do... take care of the CD stuff itself. I won't make much money on this. The money that I do make will go right back into the book ministry and other ministries that I have. But it'll be very little left over after I've bought the CD and the sleeve and the envelope and the postage and so on. I hope you give me a little credit for the books themselves. 51 different titles will be on these two CDs. Let me tell you about the titles. I'll go as quickly as I can here. You'll have a book, a whole section of Bible study books. For example, we'll study the Sabbath in the Bible. I have some questions about the seventh day. I don't come down hard on one or Saturday or Sunday, but I do open up your thinking to make sure that you're making a biblical decision when you decide on which day, if there is a day for you. And then a book called Not All Have Faith, which is the Bible's view of universalism. Is everybody going to be saved one day? I don't believe so, and I go into that in this book. He Does What He Wills. I was a lifelong Arminian and began to look at scriptures finally on the other side and realize I couldn't keep explaining these things away. So here's a lifelong Arminian looking at sovereign grace and looking at it hard, and I think you'll understand the conclusions that I came to. 20 questions and answers. So this is the original thing that I did going through the Bible. I found just 20 difficult questions, things that I came up with that I didn't understand at first, and studied and put into a book. There was just 20 of them. And then a study on the book of Jude. That's the most recent of the Bible study books. It's a commentary on the book of Jude. Through the Bible in 52 lessons. That's one of the first things I ever did. It's a Bible study guide that will cover the scriptures in 1 year in your little Bible study group, or you might want to do this individually. Then a commentary on Romans. There's two volumes to this, Romans 1 and Romans number 2. The whole book, and it took me two books to do it. Of Jesus, Grace, and Salvation is another title. There's just some great topics from Christian theology. We talk about a lot of different theological matters. And it's actually a combination of several smaller books that are also available on this same CD. And then Who is Jesus? I wrote that especially for the citizens of Chicago's Albany Park, where I go to minister fairly regularly. But it applies to anyone who wants to know about who Jesus is. And there's all kinds of lies about who he is all over the world. And this little booklet will help you to counter some of those. Then there's a book called One of Them. Again, we're talking about the doctrines of grace. One of them. Oh, no, you're not one of them, are you? Yeah, I'm one of them now. But there are two sides to the issue that I bring out. It's a smaller book also. And then through the whole Bible again, question and answer. Now, there's a whole lot more than 20 this time, and a lot of very difficult questions. Some of them I gave an answer, but let you know that I don't know the whole answer, but trying to get you to study on your own to find out some of these things. Those are the Bible study books. Then there are a lot of end time prophecy books, like The first one that I did was called Caught Up, But When? And I asked the question, are there really two second comings? This whole pre-tribulation rapture thing simply is not in the Bible. Did you know that? You can't find a verse anywhere that says pre-trib. Now, I've just given you the whole book in a nutshell there, but I think you'll want to read my arguments about it if you are pre-trib. This is not to come against people, but it is to show you that we must be very, very scripturally based on everything we do. The last message of Daniel is a commentary on Daniel 10, 11, and 12. Fascinating prophecy in those three chapters. One of them is just an introductory chapter, but the last two, it's very good. You'll need to read that one. I did a commentary on the book of Revelation. Yeah, I got into it, and I believe I've got some answers there. Everybody believes that they have the answers to Revelation, but read mine, will you? All of this is a result of 60 years of reading and studying and wanting to know the truth about the Bible, over 60 years. So I hope that I've found some things that will bless you. And then The Last Things, it's a combination of different prophecy books, events that are surely on the way. Everything that the scripture has said will happen, and I've documented that here. John and Daniel is the name of another end time prophecy book. John and Daniel are like twins, and both of them old men at the time they received their prophecies. You know, John. We know Daniel as a young man. We know John as a young man, but I didn't go much into those guys. Talking about the old man named John. Same guy, but he's getting revelations now that he didn't get when he was walking with Jesus. Daniel didn't get these revelations when he was dealing with his young friends coming into Babylon. This took a while for God to entrust this to him. But they both saw the same thing, and it's fascinating to me. Then a book called Yes, We Will. It's a post-tribulation handbook. It goes back into the pre-trib arguments. And the next one, there are seven kings. I have seven candidates for president of the world. Seven kings. And then who comes first, Christ or Antichrist? Can we know? Oh, yes, we can know. The next one is Coming Our Way, a collection of works on Bible prophecy. A lot of these bigger books are collections, and then you'll find the smaller books in the same disc on the CD that you will receive. Who is the Antichrist? In seven chapters in your Bible, I believe I've given you the solution to his identity. You don't have to read the newspaper about this anymore. It's in the Bible. The Kingdom Handbook, an outline study of the Kingdom of God. It's one of the earliest things I ever studied. I just got fascinated with the concept of the Kingdom. What does it mean now? What did it mean? What will it mean? And then my last prophecy book was The 70 Sevens of Gabriel. Now, I haven't done that on sermon audio yet. Lord willing, I'll be starting that. Next Monday, as I speak, it's October 30, Friday right now. After this weekend, on Monday, I'll be starting the 70 Sevens of Gabriel, the 70 Weeks Prophecy, an analysis of that in Daniel 9. That's the end time prophecy books. And then there's what I call the Scarlet Threads series. I just did this on YouTube. I had it on sermon audio at one time. Not sure what was totally going through my mind when I took it off, but I took it off of here and I put it onto YouTube. You can do the same thing at YouTube. You can just turn the video off or just look the other way and listen if you prefer listening to the whole story of Babylon as it is revealed in Scripture. There was a Babylon in Bible days. Then there was, and that same Babylon just continued on. It didn't stop at the end of Revelation. Babylon is with us today. I will trace it through the entire course of history down to our present day. Then I will talk about how I had these encounters with Babylon, as it were, and Protestant threads, where we see Protestantism has imbibed a lot of Babylonian thought, too. And you can get all of that. Of course, all of this you can get by a book if you just want to buy the individual book. That's fine. Or listen to the audios here on Sermon Audio. Most of this stuff is on there. But then there is on the disc the whole, all seven of them, all in one book. And that's like 500 pages. And the others are 90 pages, 78 pages, so on. Okay. And then there's the Hackberry House series. I just called them Hackberry House because that's like the name that I've given to my writing ministry. Hackberry is a place where I used to live. I don't live there anymore, but that was the house I lived in when I was doing so much of this. The first volume, perhaps the most important, is 2 years with North Korea, over like close to 600 pages on the phenomenon that is North Korea, the horrible, horrible situation that is still there that I want people to pray about. Volume two comments on today's church, a whole bunch of different things that I put together about church that as you see it today. Volume three, this is my story, my own personal testimony. Volume 4, Things That Will Surely Come. There's all those prophecy things again. And Volume 5, Miscellaneous Writings. I can't even tell you what's on there right now. But if you enjoy some of the things that I've written before, I think you'll enjoy this one. It's almost 300 pages, just miscellaneous. Then there's a section called Other Religions. This is on Disc 1. We talk about the Jehovah's Witnesses. We trace the deity of Jesus through the scriptures, because Jehovah's true witnesses, as you and me, agree that Jesus is God. Then there's another one about the Jehovah's Witnesses that I've called On the Witness Stand, Serious Questions for the Watchtower Cult. A lot of history in this one. The Christian's Guide to the Quran. We go through the whole book, the whole Quran. It's not all that big. It's, I believe, smaller than our New Testament. And we go surah by surah, chapter by chapter, talking about Quran and helping you to understand how different it is from the truth of God's word. Jesus, First, Best, and Last is a book where I compare Jesus and Muhammad. Not really much of a comparison there, but you would think so to hear others talk. And in their mind, Jesus and Muhammad are the same in terms of, they're just prophets, Muhammad being the greatest, of course. A Christian View of Islam, Muhammad, and Quran. This is where I put all those books, both of those books, together. And then finally, Submitted to His Will, a study of submission. Islam means submission. So I've basically talked about two other religions, and I think that'll bless you. The church is another section. The Spirit in the church today, the work of the Spirit in today's church. The church and the Spirit in her. It's some other things regarding the church, observations concerning today's believers. A Time to Speak, that's where I began to document some of the errors that are assaulting the church today, even talking about a particular person who is an example of many, many, many who are spreading false things in the church and no business being out there. And then I wrote one to the Church of Albany Park. A longtime friend of Albany Park sends a message to them, and I put that little booklet in the mailboxes, the gates, the doorways of pastors and churches in that Albany Park area in Chicago. At least one of them responded in a very favorable way. I was a part of his church for a while. And then a section, the final section, is the personal section. A little of my story again in a book called The Road I've Taken. Potpourri, a mixture of things. That's one of those miscellaneous books again. And then The Change of a Lifetime. Two plays that I wrote long, long time ago. I don't do plays anymore, dramas, that you could use in your church if you are so inclined to need a play. There's one for Christmas, as I recall. And then Cries from Among Us. That's a look at the troubled teen homes of the Christian church, sadly of the Christian church. These are some of them probably very fine, others where abuse, physical abuse, takes place, and people who should never have been in charge of children and young people have been put in charge of them, and bad things have happened, and most of them have shut down. We read one after the other. I know of one that shut down in March, one that just shut down not maybe a few weeks ago. And they keep shutting down because of the complaints of the parents when they find out what's going on with their children. And then finally, thoughts on the Passion of Christ. Remember that blockbuster movie that every Christian was supposed to see? Well, I give you my review of it in a 68-page booklet. Folks, it's all on these two discs. All of that I just gave you is all there. So you go to sermonaudio.com/A Servant 70. Well, that's where you're at right now. What you would do is then go to the main page, at the very top, there's a little button that says Give. You click on Give, and you have a lot of choices there. The choice I want you to make is that first one. It's just $10. That's the smallest I can ask in this way. There's a form to fill out, and it includes address. It says address is optional. I'm saying no, address isn't optional, because I'm going to send you something, and I have to have your address. So you click on the $10 link, you fill out the little form. I will get that notification and the $10 or most of it. And I'll read that address, I'll put it on an envelope, and then I will throw the address away. I don't want your address. I don't need your address. I won't be putting things in the mail to you. And I will send you 51 books on a 2-set CD. And that's the whole story today. I do hope that you will respond to this and tell others about it. I've written for 20-some years. I do believe I have found some truth in God's Word that's going to bless you. And that's why I've been doing this for 20 years. And many of you have responded in audio form. Now, if you'd like to respond to have the books in a very, very inexpensive way, I hope you think that 51 books and $10 are a good bargain. God bless you. That's all I have to tell you today. Lord willing, the next time we talk, we'll be starting that last book, The 77s of Gabriel. I'm writing another book right now. That's a top secret. That will be number 52, and it will go on CDs in the future. But do respond, will you? I'm hoping to hear from you soon. God bless you. And this is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.